Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at June 5, 2023. Please note that all links and emojis were removed from the content for a more fluent experience. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a US and German political cultists, Lyndon LaRouche and Helga Zepp LaRouche. They're best known for running the far-right cult-like LaRouche movement and for promoting conspiracy theories as well as pro-Kremlin and pro-CCP narratives. Most of the ideas of Helga come from her late husband, Lyndon LaRouche. Initially, LaRouche movement was inspired by Trotskyist/Marxist ideas, opposing private ownership and such, but in the late 1970s these ideas were abandoned. As often happens with radical, cult-like movements, Lyndon started promoting the Leninist idea of the intellectuals, including himself, of course, being the vanguard that helps the working class to develop their consciousness as their leading role in the society. LaRouche movement claims that the world has been under the rule of British Empire for the last 600 years, and this epoch is now ending and we are moving towards a multipolar world. At some point during the 70s the movement started flirting with the far right, and the longtime critics Chip Burlett and Matthew N. Lyons wrote that the LaRouchites combined populist anti-lightism with attacks on leftists, environmentalists, feminists, gay men and lesbians, and organized labor. They advocated a dictatorship in which a humanist elite would rule on behalf of industrial capitalists. They've also been described as staunch anti-Semites. Lyndon ran for U.S. president in every presidential election between 1976 to 2004. From 1989 until 1994, Lyndon spent behind bars for tax and mail fraud, and he ran one of his presidential campaign from prison. So basically, the LaRouche cult is a horseshoe-shaped amalgamate of the far left and far right, combined with futurism like the high-speed maglev train that'll reinvigorate industry and commerce, fusion power and the Verdi tuning, in which A equals 432 Hz, as opposed to the common practice today of tuning to A equals 440 Hz in classical music. According to Lyndon, this had a direct relation to the structure of the universe. I know it's weird cultist stuff. Lyndon's wife Helga established the Schiller Institute in 1984. The organization fights against international financial institutions and other supranational bodies, without naming any, and against their tyranny. The main idea behind the institute is to unite left and right to fight a common enemy, and this rhetoric has been copied by other pro-Kremlin propaganda outlets, too. In 2003, Schiller came under scrutiny after one of their students died in a freak accident. After Russia launched its full-scale invasion in Ukraine, Schiller Institute argued that the sanctions against Russia should be relieved, and that all other countries should stop their support for Ukraine. They also stated that Ukraine should accede to all Russian demands. Few days after Russia's attack, she appeared on Chinese CGTN, where he touted that Russia is simply reacting to endless provocations by NATO and the West. She's also given interviews to TASS, in which she praises the Global South for their efforts to end the US/UK imperialism. 1222. Schillerites are a very active bunch, and they hold regular conferences around the world. They've hosted many prominent speakers, including Jeremy Corbyn in 2015. Trump's former campaign advisor Roger Stone has also been cooperating with the Institute. The group has other front organizations too, which are used to spread its core message. These include Executive Intelligence Review, EIR, LaRoucheBack, ICLC, LaRouche Youth Movement, and Fusion Energy Foundation. After the war started, Zepp LaRouche was interviewed by Mira Tirada from the Prigozhin Ransham organization called Foundation to Battle Injustice, FBI. In this extremely biased propaganda show, they discussed the end of the Anglo-American hegemony, spread conspiracy theories and lies, and of course defame Ukraine and praise Russia. Tirada, whose real name is Oksana Vovk, was sentenced to 30 months in prison in 2020 for money laundering in the U.S., and was later transformed into a propaganda weapon by Yevgeny Prigozhin. In 2015, Zepp LaRouche wrote an article which described climate change as a satanic swindle attempting to establish a global eco-dictatorship whose results, and whose declared intention is to eliminate 6 billion human beings. She claimed that there's a plan to create a fascist world government which would exceed Hitler's most audacious dreams. Lyndon LaRouche has also claimed that the 9/11 was orchestrated by Queen Elizabeth II together with the Saudis. In 2018, the LaRouche posse have advocated a theory that it was actually the UK that interfered with 2016 US election, not Russia. They also have good relations with many prominent Russian politicians, including Sergei Glazev, who was funding the pro-Russia movement in Ukraine since 2014, and some of its former members, including William Engdahl, have migrated to Duganist circles. In February 2023, she was one of the unannounced speakers at the anti-war event Rage Against the War Machine. Schiller Institute was also sponsoring the event, like it did with the UK event No to NATO. Especially the former event was the embodiment of the horseshoe theory, with people attending from the far corners of the left and right, including Jimmy Dore, Jackson Z. Hinkle, the Oathkeepers, and Caleb Maupin. To conclude, LaRouche is a cult-like organization that tries to promote pro-Kremlin and pro-CCP worldviews around the world. A large part of the multipolar world narrative comes from this lot, and especially Helga has been staunch supporter of Russia. Thank yous at Matt P. at Vorkos. Support my work. Subscribe for my upcoming YouTube channel. Past Soups.